Welcome to an inspirational Sunday message from Found Church. We hope you will be challenged and encouraged while listening to this message. For more information, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit our church website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Well, I just want to thank you for your prayers for standing with us all these years. It's been 30 years to be exact. 30 years since, well, in May 1994, we were sent out from our home church in London. It was called Peniel Assembly. Many things have happened since then. God called us specifically to two towns with over 40,000 inhabitants where there wasn't a single evangelical church, Bible preaching church. You see, in Spain, Catholicism is a culture. It's more a tradition than a faith. And so people really don't know what we've just sung. That God loves us, that God is passionate about us. And that is really the message that we want to get through to people. It's not about a religion. It's not even about an affiliation. It's about being a child of God. It's about knowing who this amazing God is, who is so passionately waiting with arms stretched out for us to return home. And I'm not going to preach now. We're going to watch a video, which is like a little introduction. And in fact, although it talks about our most recent church plant, actually, we've been working in Cangas de Narcea for 16 years. But you know, sometimes things take time. Yeah. And God is building his church. We've planted several churches. Some of them, I would say three of them are now big churches with over 150 members. And we have great leaders, pastors leading them. And we continue planting. We have smaller churches now because we always start from scratch. And because we work in places that are further away and we have many, many challenges. So we'll just see the video now.
Hi, greeting from Asturias. We are in Cangas del Narcea now. Just want to thank you for your generosity and your heart for mission. This year we are celebrating 30 years of church planting ministry in Asturias. And we are so grateful to God for his faithfulness which he has shown us through people and churches like you who have stood with us and supported us in different way throughout the year. You definitely have a share in the extension of the gospel here in Asturias, in Mieres, in Oviedo, Avilés, Pola de Siero, Tineo, Piedras Blancas, and now Cangas del Narcea.
Just want to say thank you so much for praying for us. Thank you so much for supporting us. And some of the new things that have happened more recently is that we've now got we've got a project to have a hall in Cangas de Narcea, which is amazing after 16 years. You see, we have no public, you know the need for a building, but we have no public venue at all. So we just meet in a flat, and it's so important because in Spanish culture, people are reluctant to come into a private home. So please continue to pray and pray for the finances. We have one of the churches has, the church in Aberdeen has supplied the rent for the first year, which is amazing. So we praise God for that. And we desperately need workers. The church in Mieres is growing. We have had the inauguration of the church in Piedras Blancas. We have the new building, beautiful place. And God has been amazing. He continues working. We are seeing sometimes the growth is quick. Sometimes it's just very slow. But God is working. We've had people saved in the recent weeks, which is so exciting. And we know God is building his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And he does that here, there, and everywhere.
Amen.
So praise God.
Amen, amen. Thank you for having us and give us the opportunity to share the word of God. And thank you for the prayers. And we're waiting for the next team coming over. So pray.
Yes, thank you for the team.
Thank you.
Such a lovely time we had.
Normally, I preach in Spanish. I flow much better. Daniela is a good translator, so she's going to translate for me. Quiero dejar dos puntos en esta mañana con vosotros.
This morning, I would like to leave 2 points with you.
Que nos han ayudado en estos 30 años.
That have helped us in these last 30 years.
Visión.
Vision.
Y misión.
And mission.
Visión, porque es importante
vision,
vivir enfocado en lo que Dios tiene.
It is important to stay focused on what God has for us.
Dios nos llama.
God calls us.
Y Dios te da una visión.
And God gives you a vision.
Para esta nueva vida que comienza.
For this new life that is ahead.
Entonces la visión es muy importante.
So vision is important.
Como cristianos,
as Christians,
como iglesia del
as a
Señor.
Church,
poder estar siempre reenfocado en el llamado que Dios nos ha dado.
On the calling that God has given us.
Cada uno de vosotros ha recibido un llamado de Dios.
Person here has received a calling from God.
Por eso hoy estás aquí.
That's why you're here today.
Por eso has respondido
That's
al llamado
why you've
de Dios.
Responded to God's call.
Y quiero mirar primeramente
And
a través de la vida de Abraham
first
este primer punto.
I would like to look at my first point and mention a passage about Abram in Genesis 12:1-2. It says, Now the Lord said to Abram, Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing.
Un gran llamado.
What a great
con
call,
una gran bendición.
With a great blessing.
Y Dios lo tiene para cada uno de nosotros.
But you know God has a call for each one of us.
Pero muchas veces nos desenfocamos.
But many times we lose our focus.
De la visión que Dios te ha dado.
And we don't keep our eyes on the vision that God has
Tenemos
given us.
Muchas distracciones.
We have so many distractions.
A través de las situaciones políticas.
Political situations.
Ideológicas.
Ideologies.
Todo lo que va alrededor del
and
mundo.
Many things that are happening in
tratando
our world
de separarnos
trying to separate
de nuestro llamado con Dios.
From God's call.
Y Abraham tuvo que luchar también con esto.
And Abraham also had to struggle with
Dios
that.
Tenía un propósito
God
con
had
su
a
vida.
Purpose with his life.
Y Dios tuvo que reenfocarlo
and God
vez tras
had
vez
to focus him time and time again
en el llamado de
on
su
the
vida.
Call
el llamado
of it for his life.
Requiere obediencia.
The calling requires obedience.
Es un acto de
it
fe.
It is an act of faith.
Y es un sacrificio.
And it's a sacrifice.
Porque tenemos que dejar
Because
cosas
we've got
atrás
to leave things behind
y abrazar el
and
presente
embrace the present
y el futuro de
and the future
que tiene para
of
nosotros.
Blessing that God has for us.
Y muchas veces
and
no estamos dispuestos.
Many times we're not ready for that.
En Génesis 12:5 nos dice
In Genesis 12:5 we read Abram took Sarai his wife and Lot his nephew and all their possessions which they had accumulated and the persons which they had acquired in Haran and they set out for the land of Canaan thus they came to the land of Canaan
Dios había sido específico con Abraham.
God had been very specific
Deja
with Abraham he said
casa,
leave your
tierra,
relatives your
cultura,
house your culture your
la,
land
al lugar que yo te
and
voy a
go
mostrar.
To the land that I will show
Pero
you
vemos aquí que
but here we see
de llevar a Sara,
that apart from obviously taking Sarah, his wife,
decidió llevar a su sobrino
he decided Lot. To also take his nephew Lot.
Y uno se pregunta,
and you would ask yourself,
¿por qué habrá tomado esta decisión,
why
Abraham?
Did he take that decision?
Si Dios fue tan claro,
if God
deja
was
tu
so clear
atrás.
And said, leave your relatives,
Yo pienso que Sara y Abraham se sentirían muy ancianos.
I think maybe Sarah and Abraham felt old.
Y si necesitamos un joven que venga con nosotros.
They may have thought, well, let's take somebody young with us.
Y si necesitamos ayuda, tenemos a Lot.
And if we need help, then we have Lot.
¿Sabes?
You
cuando
know,
Dios nos da una palabra,
when God gives you word,
tenemos la tendencia,
we have the tendency,
a empezar a entretejer
to
nuestra
somehow
esperanza,
interweave our own kind of hope,
con las promesas
with
de Dios,
the promises of God.
Y lo único que hacemos,
and the only thing we do,
es complicamos
is complicate
el trabajo de Dios.
God's work.
Por eso Lot representa,
that's why Lot,
en la vida de Abraham,
in Abraham's life represents
distraction, conflictos
and conflict,
y demora,
and delay,
de lo que Dios quería cumplir con
from
él,
what God wanted to do in him.
Y tenemos que aprender,
and we've got to learn,
que cuando Dios te llama,
that when God calls you,
tenemos que estar dispuestos,
we've got to be ready,
a dejar las cosas
to leave
que Él te pide que dejes,
certain things behind that He's asking you to leave.
Él no te va a pedir nada,
He's not going to ask anything
que te dañe,
that will hurt you,
sino al contrario,
but on the contrary,
Él te quiere liberar,
He wants to set you free,
de situaciones,
from situations,
conflictos,
from conflict,
que tenemos que aprender
that
a dejarlo
we have
atrás,
to learn to let go of,
para caminar esta
in
nueva
order
vida,
to walk in the new, in His calling.
Puede ser que en esta mañana haya
maybe
alguien,
this morning there's somebody here,
que necesita tomar esa decisión,
who needs to take that decision,
porque Dios te está llamando,
because God's calling you.
Y te está diciendo,
and he's
deja
saying
atrás
to you, leave this behind,
esa vida,
this life,
esa situación,
this situation,
esos conflictos,
these conflicts,
porque yo tengo algo nuevo,
because I have something new for you today.
La palabra de Dios dice,
the word
todas
of God says to us, all things are made new, all the old things have passed away,
nuevas,
and he's made everything new.
Qué bueno. Dios tiene cosas
that is beautiful.
Para ti.
God has
cosas
something new for you. Yes,
iglesia.
He's got good things for His church.
Y tenemos que creerlo.
But we've got to believe it.
Puede ser que ya has tomado esa
maybe
decisión.
You've taken that decision.
Pero estás distraído.
But you're being distracted.
Estás desenfocado.
You've lost the focus.
Por situaciones que estén pasando
because
en tu familia,
of situations that are happening in your family
o alrededor tuyo,
or around you.
En Génesis 15:1.
In Genesis 15:1.
Vemos Dios reenfocando otra
God
vez a Abraham.
Refocuses Abraham. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, "Do not fear, Abraham. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great."
No temas, Abraham.
Do not fear, Abraham.
Yo soy tu escudo.
I am a shield to you.
Voy a cumplir mi promesa
I'm going
contigo.
To fulfill my promise to you.
Sabes,
you know,
muchas veces Abraham
many
y Sara,
times, Abraham and Sarah,
con su esperanza, quisieron ayudar
with their
a Dios.
Hope, wanted to help God.
Así que dijeron, mira,
so they said,
Señor, tenemos un
okay,
esclavo.
Lord, we've got this servant.
Puedes usarlo.
You can use him.
Y cumplir tu palabra.
And fulfill your word.
Y Dios lo reenfoca. No,
and God
Abraham,
refocuses them and says,
va a
no,
ser con
it's
going to
be with you
contigo.
And with Sarah.
Y pasa el tiempo.
And then time goes by.
Y muchas veces,
and many times,
cuando no tenemos la respuesta
when
rápida
we don't
de
have
Dios,
a quick answer from God,
nos desanimamos.
We get discouraged.
Y el desánimo nos desenfoca.
And discouragement brings us out of focus.
Y otra vez,
and again,
Sara le dice a Abraham.
Sarah says to Abraham,
mira,
well,
Abraham, tú tienes todavía mucha
you're
fuerza.
Still very strong.
Pero yo no puedo darte
but
un
I
hijo.
Can't have children.
Pero tengo una sierva.
But I have a maidservant.
Ten el hijo con ella.
You could have a son with her.
Y cumplirá Dios la palabra.
And God will fulfill His promise.
No, Sara, no,
Sarah,
Abraham.
No, Abraham.
Mi promesa es contigo.
My promise is with you and with Abraham.
Y muchas veces a través del desánimo buscamos
and
otras
many times,
alternativas.
Because we are discouraged, we look for other alternatives.
Porque no podemos esperar.
Because we can't wait.
Mira, cuando llegamos nosotros a Mieres,
you know when we arrived in Mieres,
tardamos 3 años de ver el primer convertido.
It was 3 years before we saw one person come to the Lord.
Y en esos tres años,
and in those 3 years,
muchas veces nos agarró el espíritu de las maletas.
Many times we had the temptation to pick up our suitcases
y irnos a Benidorm,
and run to Benidorm,
a la Costa del
move
Sol.
To Benidorm, to the Costa del Sol.
Señor, estamos en el lado equivocado.
Lord, we must have got it wrong.
Pero Dios decía, aquí os llamé.
But God was very specific. I've called you here and I'm going to fulfill my promise. And he's done it.
Tenemos que saber perseverar.
But we've got to learn to persevere.
Un anciano pastor de las Asambleas de Dios.
I remember an old pastor from Spanish Assemblies of God.
El único, la única iglesia
this
en la
was
región
the
nuestra.
Only church in our area
de Asambleas de
of
Dios.
Assemblies of God
me
in
dijo,
our
Gabriel,
province.
¿Quieres saber cuál es el avivamiento en España?
He said, Gabriel, do you know what the secret of revival is in Spain?
¿Quieres saber cuál es la llave?
Do you want to know the key?
Se llama perseverancia.
It's called perseverance.
Persevera.
Persevere.
En lo que Dios te ha dicho.
On what God has spoken to you, and you will see the glory of God.
Y Dios te lo dice en esta mañana.
And this is what God is saying to you this
puede
morning.
Puede ser que haya oraciones que no están.
Maybe there are prayers that seem not to have been answered.
Pero él nunca llega temprano ni tarde.
Never is too early, and he's never too late.
Él llega justo.
He's always on time.
Dice, todas las cosas en
all
su
things
tiempo
in his time
son hermosas.
Are made beautiful.
Vamos a creerle a
so
Dios.
Let's believe this.
Y vuelve a reenfocar
so
a Abraham.
God
Genesis 15, 5.
Focuses Abraham again in Genesis 15, 5. We read, and he took him outside and said, now look toward the heavens and count the stars if you're able to count them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be.
Abraham, sal.
Abraham, come out.
Sal de tu tienda.
Come out of your tent.
Ahí donde tantas veces
the place where so many
Sara
times
has cocinado las decisiones
Sarah,
que yo
you've
no te
made
he pedido
decisions that I haven't asked you to make.
Porque estamos desenfocados.
Because we lose our focus.
Estamos fuera de la visión
we're
que
out
Dios
of,
nos da.
We're not looking at what God sees.
Y muchas veces Dios te tiene que decir,
and
sal
many
de ese
times
lugar.
God has to say to you, come out of that place.
Enfócate en lo que
get
yo
focused
te dije.
On what I say, I've spoken to you.
Enfócate en mi llamado.
Get focused on my calling.
Enfócate en mi promesa.
Get focused on my promise.
¿Y qué hace Dios?
And what does God do?
Le invita a levantar sus ojos
he
a los
invites
cielos.
Him to lift up his eyes to look at the heavens.
Y le dice, mira las
and
estrellas.
He says, look at the heavens.
Si puedes contarlas.
If you can count the stars.
Seguro que no pudo contarlas.
I'm sure he couldn't.
Pero sabes,
but you know what?
Hay un salmo en la Biblia.
There is a psalm in the Bible
que dice, él
that says,
cuenta las
he counts the stars
y pone nombre
and gives
a cada
a name
una de
to
ellas.
Each one of them.
Wow.
Wow.
¿Qué le estaba diciendo a Abraham?
So what was he saying to Abraham?
Sal de ese lugar de
come
estrechez.
Come out of that narrow place.
De miedo, de incredulidad.
Of fear, of unbelief.
Y mira, levanta tus ojos.
And lift up your eyes, look.
El Dios que creó
the
los
God
cielos y las tierras.
Who created the heavens and the earth.
Es el que te ha llamado.
Is the God that's called you.
El que ha provisto una nueva vida delante de ti.
And he's provided a new life for you that's
un
ahead
nuevo
of you.
Propósito
a
para
new
tu
purpose
vida.
For your life.
Ese mismo Dios.
And it's that same God.
Está en ti.
Who lives in you.
Está en su iglesia.
He lives in his church.
Él vive en nosotros.
He lives in us.
Para él nada es imposible.
And for him, nothing is impossible.
Abraham, levanta tus ojos.
Lift up your eyes.
Iglesia, levanta
church,
tus ojos.
Lift up your eyes.
En este tiempo.
In these days.
Y enfócate
and focus
en la visión que
on
Dios
the
te
vision
ha dado.
That God has given you.
Seguro que estáis
I'm
por
sure
enfrentar cambios.
You are about to see changes.
Y sabe lo importante
and you know it's so important
iglesia,
as a church
es tener una visión
to
en
have
común.
A vision, a common vision.
Porque nos fortalece,
because it strengthens us.
Nos enfoca,
it focuses us.
Porque si hay muchas visiones,
because if we have many visions,
hay división.
There is division.
y no queremos
and we don't want that.
Por eso es importante so it's important que te enfoques con la visión de tu iglesia,
on the vision of the church,
con la visión de los pastores, de los líderes de la iglesia,
of the leaders of the church,
y nada,
and nothing,
nada podrá nothing prevalecer can contra la iglesia del
against
Señor.
The church of, the, of Jesus Christ.
El segundo Hallelujah. Punto que os quiero dejar.
And the second point I would
antes,
like
antes
to.
Antes de entrar quiero terminar el primero no, con un versículo.
Let me just finish here with one verse
en
in
Romans
4:18. In hope against hope he believed, so that he might become a father of many nations, according to that which had been spoken. So shall your descendants
esperanza
be.
Esperanza contra esperanza.
In hope against hope.
¿Qué esperanza?
What hope?
¿Contra qué esperanza?
Against what hope?
Es mi esperanza.
My hope?
Contra la esperanza
against
de Dios.
God's hope.
Os dije al comienzo,
I said at the beginning,
nosotros entretejemos nuestra esperanza.
Have our hope and we interweave
para ver el cumplimiento de las promesas de Dios.
To help so that we will see the fulfillment of God's promise.
Pero él no necesita
But
tu esperanza.
But God doesn't need our help.
Porque nuestra esperanza entreteje
our hope
circunstancias a favor,
depends on certain
personas
situations,
a favor,
favorable situations, people.
Pero él no necesita
But God
eso.
Doesn't need any of that.
Y para poder abrazar su esperanza,
But in order to embrace his hope,
tenemos que aprender a dejar morir
to let go
nuestra
and
esperanza.
Let our hope die.
Y cuando lo haces,
and when you do that,
puedes mirar hacia
you
los
can
cielos
then look up
y decir,
to the heavens
Señor,
and say,
solo
God,
me queda tu esperanza.
I just have your hope now.
Por eso dice la palabra,
That's why
y Abraham creyó
that
a Dios.
The word says to us, and Abram believed God.
En un momento
in one
de
moment,
ese proceso de la fe,
in that process of his, the growth of his faith,
Dios llegó a llamar
God
a Abraham,
called
el padre
him,
de la fe.
God ended up calling him the father of faith.
Abraza la esperanza de Dios.
Embrace the hope of God.
Él no necesita ninguna de tus sugerencias.
Any of your
ninguna de tus ayudas.
He doesn't need any of your help.
Para intervenir
in
en
order
lo que
to
tú
intervene
necesitas.
In what you need today.
Viene de él.
It comes from him.
Para ese Dios que nada es
and
imposible.
He's a God for whom nothing is impossible.
Y nos enfocamos en la misión.
So let's focus on mission.
La misión, cuando digo misión,
and when I say mission,
es lo que empieza cuando sales de la puerta
I mean,
de tu iglesia.
When you walk out the back of the church,
hasta lo último de la tierra,
and unto the uttermost ends of the earth,
hasta Asturias.
And even to Asturias.
Y para eso quiero dejarte el relato de la mujer samaritana.
I want to leave with you the story of the Samaritan woman.
Porque Jesús estaba haciendo un proceso.
Because Jesus was taking
para llevar a sus
his disciples on a process.
A mirar la misión.
As he wanted to focus them on mission,
más allá del pueblo de Israel,
even outside of their of the people of Israel.
Y dice así la palabra,
and so
Juan 4,
we read
4.
In John 4:1-4. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself was not baptizing but his disciples were, he left Judea and went away into Galilee. And he had to pass through Samaria.
Jesús sabía que tenía que pasar por Samaria.
Jesus knew that he had to go through Samaria.
No era circunstancial.
It wasn't a coincidence.
Había un proceso.
There was a process.
Que quería enseñar a sus discípulos.
Something he wanted to teach his disciples.
Y había un encuentro con una mujer.
And there was an encounter with a woman.
Y era samaritana.
And she was a Samaritan.
Estaba rompiendo todos los moldes de sus discípulos.
He was breaking all the molds of his disciples.
Porque ellos no entendían.
Because they couldn't understand
¿qué hacía Jesús?
What Jesus was
hablando
doing,
con una mujer,
speaking with a woman,
y con una samaritana.
And on top of that, a Samaritan woman.
Porque no podían tener relaciones.
Because they, culturally speaking, they couldn't have relationship with one another.
Pero Jesús estaba
But Jesus
haciendo la clase maestral
was teaching
delante
them
de
a master class.
Pero ellos estaban desenfocados.
But they were completely out of
en el
focus.
Versículo 27 nos dice,
in verse 27 it says, at this point his disciples came and they were amazed he'd been speaking with a woman. Yet no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why do you speak with her?"
No hicieron estas preguntas que eran las correctas.
Ask the right questions.
¿Sabes por qué?
And do you know why?
Porque estaban desenfocados.
Because they were out of focus.
No entendían lo que Jesús quería enseñarles con esto.
They didn't understand what Jesus was trying to teach them with that.
Si leemos el versículo siguiente,
31-33. Verses 31-33. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples were saying to one another, "No one brought him anything to eat, did he?"
Wow. ¿Cuál era el enfoque de los discípulos?
So what was the focus of the disciples?
¿Cuál era la preocupación
what
de
was
ellos?
The worry? Food.
En España decimos comida.
In Spanish, it's comida.
¿Cuál era el problema de los discípulos?
So what was the problem of the disciples?
La comida representa
food represents
lo que te sacia.
Something that satisfies you.
Podemos tener diferentes
we can have different
anhelos,
desires,
que satisfacen
longings,
tu alma, tu corazón.
Things that satisfy our heart.
Pero Jesús le estaba queriendo hablar de otra comida.
But Jesus was speaking about a different kind of food.
Era la misión.
It is about mission.
Cuando sembramos en la
when
misión.
We sow in mission.
Cuando respondemos al llamado de la misión.
When we respond to the call of God to
llevando el evangelio a tus parientes,
take the gospel to
a tus
our
amigos,
relatives, to our friends,
ciudad,
to our town.
Ellos necesitan la esperanza que viene del
they,
cielo.
They all need the hope that comes from God.
Pero muchas veces nosotros estamos distraídos.
We are distracted
en nuestra comida.
On our food.
En nuestras necesidades.
We're thinking about our needs.
A veces nuestras enfermedades.
Sometimes it's sickness.
Problemas matrimoniales, de familia.
Family, marriage problems.
Problemas de trabajo, económico.
Jobs, financial situations.
Nos están desenfocando.
All of these things easily take our focus off.
En lo que Dios quiere hacer
what
contigo
God wants to
en
do
este tiempo.
With you at this time.
Por eso Jesús le dice,
so Jesus says
¿cuál es
to
esa
them,
comida verdadera? En versículo 34
in
dice,
verse 34, Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work."
Wow.
Wow.
Qué comida diferente.
What a different kind of food.
Mi comida es
my food
hacer
is
su voluntad
to do the will of him
y cumplir
who sent me and to accomplish his work.
La pregunta es,
now the question is,
¿cuál es tu comida?
What is your food?
¿Qué te está distrayendo
what
en este tiempo?
Might be distracting you in these days? At
¿en
this
qué
time?
Otras cosas estás encontrando la satisfacción?
Are you, in what other things are you looking for your satisfaction?
Que no sea la comida de él.
That is not God's food.
Porque él tiene
because
un
God
propósito
has
con
a purpose for your
con
life
su iglesia en este
and
tiempo.
For his church.
Y quiere usarte.
And he wants to use you.
Más que nunca.
More than ever before.
Jesús termina diciéndole, and y por eso entendemos estos versículos en el 35.
We understand these verses when we read the next one. Do you not say there are yet 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields that they are white for the harvest.
Otra vez les confronta.
Once more, Jesus confronts them and focuses on that.
Vosotros estáis viendo que falta 4 meses
you
para
are
la
seeing
cosecha.
That there's still so much time before we
vosotros
can preach.
Decís, los corazones son duros.
You say the hearts are hard.
Son indiferentes,
people are
apáticos.
Indifferent. People are apathetic.
Pasan de Dios.
People wouldn't care less about God.
Yo os digo,
but I say to you,
levanta tus ojos,
lift up your eyes.
Levanta tus ojos.
Lift up your eyes.
Abraham, levanta
Abraham,
tus ojos.
Lift up your eyes.
Iglesia, levanta
Church,
tus ojos.
Lift up your eyes.
Y mira los campos.
And look
están
at the fields
para la cosecha.
That are ready for harvest.
Hay corazones
there
preparados
are people,
en tu familia.
Hearts that are prepared even in your family.
En tus amigos.
Among your friends.
Pero enfócate.
But let's get focused.
En la misión.
Let's get focused on the vision.
Enfócate en la visión.
And let's get focused on the mission.
Y mantente.
And remain focused on what the Holy Spirit wants to do with His church.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've been challenged and inspired. Please feel free to contact us through our website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.